time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Yes, this is not the Cash Man. Don't freak out. It's okay. It's gonna be... Oh, my God! Yes!
Oh, my God!
Yes! Yes! You people listening in Radioland have no idea the epicness that just happened. The artiste just strolled into the studio. Casual artiste time, by the way.
Wow,
not on time.
It's 10:02.
That was on purpose.
Not early. Artiste, how the hell are you?
I'm good.
Good.
This is the Pain Clinic, right?
It is.
10 a.m. Saturday mornings?
Absolutely.
This is Kick.
What's going on?
I was hoping you'd show up. That's why in the box of donuts over here, I'm like, in the event that RT shows up, the honey bun has to make it back to the box.
I am in town. I didn't know if I'd be able to make it. I probably can't stick around the whole hour, but I figured I'd drop by and say hello.
Well, who cares about the other holidays today? It's National Artiste Comes Back to the Pain Clinic Day.
Yes.
All the other holidays pale in comparison. Let's get a couple quick plugs out of the way. Then we have to talk wrestling, a big event coming up tomorrow. One of the best events of the year. Oh, Money in the Bank.
Absolutely.
We're going to need everybody's predictions, thoughts on all the big matches. But first, let's talk about some of our sponsors. Of course, always brought to you by Salvatore's, Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and our favorite Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. Yes. Some apple fritters, breakfast pizza, garlic bread.
You're killing me. I am in town, but I haven't had any garlic bread yet. I just got here.
You
got
to correct that. You can join us tomorrow, June 19th, for WWE's Money in the Bank out at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. Starts at 8 o'clock. Join us for all the fun out there, of course. Might have some giveaways for you. Always great food specials. You can't beat it. No cover, people.
No cover.
No Absolutely. Cover. Yeah, you're like, oh, the network's $9.99. Salvatore's, free.
You going to bring the belt this time?
We might bring, you know, I was thinking it's Money in the Bank. Maybe I'll bring the $1 million belt.
Oh.
So photo op if anybody
photo
wants
op, definitely.
To come out. And we're going to be back out at Salvatore's on July 9th for UFC 200. We'll have to get the artiste thoughts on Brock Lesnar coming back, stepping back into the octagon. But the fight I think everybody out in this area is going to wait with bated breath to watch. John Jones going back for his title against Daniel Cormier. And then, of course, women's bantamweight champ Miesha Tate defends her belt. And then Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, so what happens back. If Brock Lesnar loses?
Then they lose
Where's
all that momentum.
Stock at for SummerSlam?
credibility?
That's the question
gone.
I've been asking. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, all that work they've done to build him to be an absolute beast and unstoppable is going to be like, yeah, some guy just knocked him out in 30 seconds.
I just want to hear Paul Heyman's promo after that. Like, how do you come in and go, the beast, all that, like, how?
But I will say this, if anybody could spin it, it's Paul Heyman.
Oh, yeah, yes, no doubt about that.
Absolutely true.
It would ruin, like, not only is he so dominant in WWE, but you bring him back after losing in UFC, I feel like it makes everybody in WWE look terrible. Because if he can beat everybody in WWE and then he goes and gets beat somewhere else,
so what does that,
what
say
does that
about
do
John
for professional
Cena?
Wrestling?
The product,
especially how he beat
wrestling.
John Cena at SummerSlam, how he beat Dean Ambrose at WrestleMania, like it, all that gone.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've said many times over the years on this show that I'm not a big UFC guy. I will watch, but I don't follow. What does WWE get out of this, other than some publicity? Do they get Ronda Rousey?
I think at Mania 33, you're supposed to possibly get her or the four horsewomen I'm hearing or other things like that.
And, you know, I've heard some names tossed around that, you know, they might get this person, they might
I
get this
I did hear
person.
McGregor, too.
I'll say this. Vince is not that dumb. He's not going to give his hottest commodity
no, he's getting something.
For nothing. I mean, aside from we know the fact that at UFC 202 they're going to plug the hell out of SummerSlam, which I think is fantastic because 202 is also the scheduled debut of one CM Punk.
Who?
So that whole atmosphere is going to be pretty interesting.
Can Brock just destroy Punk? Like that's the fight I want to see.
See, I wish there was no weight class restriction.
Weight classes be damned. Awesome. Let's just get Brock versus Punk.
Weight classes like in professional wrestling. You can just step aside from that for one UFC fight.
There you go.
Hey, you know what? I was just thinking before we dive way too deep, should we introduce some of the people that are on the mic today?
We should, and you know, just because this is what happens.
All we got was our cheese. Right? We were just
this is what happens when cash matters. Real quick, let's finish the plugs, then we'll introduce the cast and crew, and then we're going to dive into Money in the Bank. Also sponsored by Bill Gray's, home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations, our favorite, right next door at the Strong Museum of Play. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGrays.com.
There we go. That's how you do it.
I think that's what, I remember.
That's how it's supposed to be done.
Org?
No. And then I'm also supposed to say, if you're interested in roller derby, maybe you fancy yourself a skater, maybe being an official.
Is more up your alley.
Is more up your alley.
Did he tell you this like word for word, I assume?
It's written down word for word. Nice. Cash doesn't trust us. He doesn't think I have memory retention, and I don't remember the plug he's read for the last I don't know how many years. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. I love in parentheses it says, pointing like Uncle Sam. It's the radio, Cash. It's the radio.
There's no camera in here. I don't.
Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and become one of us. Well, not
the few,
one. Of, the few.
The
few. The strong.
The proud.
Rock City Roller Derby. And also we have to talk about coming up in the next segment on the phone with us. Debatable. One of the greatest intercontinental champions. The Honky Tonk Man.
You might not want to say maybe when you talk to him, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Takes that lightly.
You got to stir the pot a little.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be.
We don't like ever having a guest on, you know, complacent, cool, calm, and collected.
It's fair.
We like him a little feisty.
I like when he's on.
I like Hey, Mick.
So now we can introduce
him. So now we can introduce the cast and crew. Okay. Again, I'm not Cash. I am DC. Let's go radio left to right here. To my left. The Mark.
I made it in. Look at this. Good
he
morning.
He made it in. And tomorrow, if he shows up at Money in the Bank, he will be continued to call The Mark. If not, it's just Mark.
Tease, do you know what's been going on here?
No.
I'm out of the loop. I stopped watching WWE as soon as...
And yet he's still on a wrestling talk show.
So you're...
Wait, let's just remember, we had phone screeners who did that in the past who didn't watch at all.
Well, wait. What do you guys think?
But I watch TNA, I watch Ring of Honor, I watch NXT. I just do not watch Raw. That's it.
So what happened to the brand split?
I was going to say, this brand split actually may bring me back. I got to be honest, it's intriguing, especially since the second one is in Buffalo. So it's got me kind of intrigued.
Yeah, the second ever live SmackDown is in Buffalo.
All I know is I just went to a SmackDown in Rockford, Illinois a couple weeks ago, and I wish it had been post-brand split because... It was kind of a snooze fest for a lot of it.
That's why I normally never get excited when SmackDown's around. It's like, unless it's Raw, I'd rather go to a house show than SmackDown.
There was a house show the day before, and I was figuring I should just.
But
go
I did get to see that you got to see the former 2CW tag team champions live and up close there, the Dudley Boys on your Snapchat.
This is true.
That was awesome.
Yep. Former 2CW champion Kevin Steen, Kevin Owens as well,
yes.
many others. Yeah, no, I mean it was fun. That's kind of, I guess, you want to finish the introduction?
Oh yeah, wow.
We might do that. Mark trying to take over.
You might
next to the Mark, we have Brian.
Good morning, everybody.
And next to Brian, one of my buddies. He's been on the show a couple times before, but you know, I figured with Cash out, and it's a good thing I brought him because Danger called in. So my buddy Chewy's here.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. He even knows the lingo. And then no introduction necessary for the artiste.
Well, I mean, new listeners of the show have no idea, but that's fine. call in or call out? Never-ending question. Did he call in or did he call out?
Call in. Well, text in, technically.
Are we talking about Danger?
Yeah.
Text in.
Text in. Couldn't make it. As the fever doesn't
drowning
make it.
Drowning in the...
Very considerate.
So you call into work, you don't call out of work.
That's what I'm just saying.
You call in
I see what you're saying,
out.
So you're not going to be at work, so technically
be
shouldn't you be
of
calling
work.
Out?
Right.
But you always call in.
I don't
you
know
if what?
A real
you're
what?
Calling in to tell
yeah.
them.
Welcome.
We were talking about something else wrestling wise, and they got on a tangent. That's how the show goes.
Welcome absolutely. Back, Artie.
For like 20 years.
Right? Hey. The show is all about tangents.
Yes.
Before we talk Money in the Bank, can we at least just say anything about Jerry Lawler? Wow, you guys, that was a quick side. Too soon?
Because nobody likes talking about domestic violence and domestic abuse.
No. But all things aside, if you do read the story, it sounds like most things will probably be dropped, I think, blown over pretty soon. Sounds like he was trying to stop her from driving drunk and things got physical. So nothing too crazy like a... what's his name from NFL there? Ray Rice.
No elevators.
No elevator footage.
So,
no, and a lot of people have come to Jerry Lawler's defense. His ex-wife said, you know, he never laid a hand on me.
JR
talking about, you know, he doesn't touch a drop of alcohol. And it does sound like from the initial reports he was trying to stop his girlfriend from driving. And she was intoxicated at the time, but... I'm not going to say anything because I wasn't there. I don't know what really happened.
She got 16-year-old drunk.
Well, that's my favorite part of the story. 67-year-old Jerry Lawler and his 27-year-old girlfriend. It's like, come on, man.
I get older, they stay the same age. All right.
Thinking of that, how does that make you feel about Del Rio now?
No, I'm not talking about Del Rio. No, let's not go there.
And another thing you missed, Danny is extremely upset that Paige is now...
Is that actually confirmed to be a thing?
Even if it's not, the rumors are enough to make me want to stay away. Mm. That's why Becky Lynch is my new number one.
Where's Summer Rae on your list?
Not in my top three.
Yeah.
No.
She's not in my top anything.
I appreciated that SmackDown actually was main event at that point. She was saying how she's going to, you know, everybody wants to know where she's going to be drafted, and I had to, at that moment, yell out, you're going to be drafted to main event.
Because you're going to be on our fifth brand.
There's some people that are getting better. We're bringing back Sunday Night Heat.
That would be great, though.
Like, I actually miss Sunday Night Heat.
I would love Sunday Night Heat to come back over some of these other shows.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. Yeah, it would be good. So
some Shotgun Saturday Night.
Shotgun Saturday Night. There we go. Superstars on Saturday morning.
Let's
talk about it, though.
We put those shows out of business back in the 90s with the pain clinic. They were on at like 10 a.m. Saturday mornings. They couldn't.
Well, then Artiste would call in and creep them out. So
yeah, probably.
So Money in the Bank tomorrow. Where do you guys want to start? I mean, tons of huge matches on paper. Again, another post WrestleMania pay per view that on paper has a better card than WrestleMania itself. Any one of the three big matches could have been the main event. John Cena, AJ Styles, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns. Of course, the Money in the Bank ladder match itself. And I'm also excited for the Fatal 4-Way tag match. I like every single tag match involved in that one.
I'm actually really, really excited to see if Titus will get the U.S. title. I'm really excited to see every one of the matches minus the tag match of the women.
I would love to see that happen, but do you really think that they're going to have him beat Rusev in his first chance?
They're building Rusev back up. I don't see that.
I don't see it changing.
No, too soon for that. And I think this is just a way to reintroduce Titus after that stupid suspension you have to serve.
Yeah,
but I think it'll be a good match. It'll bring some heat back to Titus as well. But I don't see Rusev losing.
Even when Titus loses the match, it's going to do a lot to help his stock and move up to being a singles competitor. So, I'm looking forward to that match. I think it'll be a good pay per view overall for sure.
So let's start. I guess let's start with how I'd rank them. So let's start with the Fatal 4-Way Tag Match. So you got, of course, the defending champs. The New Day. I should have worn my booty shirt today, but I didn't. Oh, well. So you got the New Day taking on the Vaudevillains, Enzo and Cass, and the Club. Thoughts from the panel here. Where's this one going? No one wants to make a call?
I want to say New Day is going to take this one.
It would be nice to see New Day retain because they are so close
to holding it.
To holding it for almost a year, creeping up on London and Kendrick's record of 330-some-odd days.
They don't need the record, though.
I like Enzo and Cass. I like the Vaudevillains. Neither team is ready for the titles at this point.
And
the
Club. I don't see them giving it to the Club yet.
I do. If
they need to.
I think it's going to add credibility. Because with them having the tag titles, and if AJ pulls off a win against Cena, that's huge. That's going to make that stable alone.
So as much as I agree with you on that point, I don't know that that's the way that the WWE brass thinks, unfortunately.
I'm very happy that the Club is there.
Yeah.
I don't like saying the Club. It's weird.
Yeah.
I kind of wish it was a totally different name at this
point. How about we go the Club?
Like, you've got, they're just, to me, it's kind of this, it's great that they're there. I'm happy for them. I hope that it builds into something more than it is right now. But at the same time, it's...
they haven't really done much. They came in the one night, there was some hype, then they were teasing that they're going to split apart, which is stupid. But I think you either have to give them the straps now, or you've got to introduce another member. You've got to really get the ball rolling on this. This is not like some huge stable that's making a gigantic impact right now. They're just kind of having some matches, and AJ's kind of affiliated, and AJ's not really winning right now either.
You're making it sound like all those losses to the Usos and Roman Reigns kind of derailed their momentum.
Yeah.
No, that never
And happened. I just want to see Cena tap out this Sunday to Styles. To kind of do like the shift of the era, because they're really building this as could be one of the biggest matches of Money in the Bank.
Is there any chance, though, that Cena loses in his first match back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think he does lose.
He can do it totally clean.
Yeah. I think for the same reason you're talking about getting the club some momentum, you can't have AJ Styles lose his fourth consecutive pay-per-view match.
Exactly. Styles can't lose, but Cena's first match back, that's why I think it's just going to be a schmoz. And I don't want to see that, but... You also, like, when you put together these quote-unquote dream matches, you build a storyline for months. You have rematches. You have stipulation matches. You don't have to have the final answer as of tomorrow night.
Yeah, you can build it up for a couple.
Yeah, I mean, have the big blow-off be at SummerSlam or later.
You don't even have to have, you know, maybe, you know, it's in. Hopefully it's not a match that's once in a lifetime, and maybe we wait a year in between when they fight. Oh, wait, I'm thinking Rock and
Roll. See, I never thought that Styles was going to win the belt from Roman Reigns, but there were times watching that match, that really, really good match, and I give a lot of credit to Roman Reigns for what he did in that match as well, but... Styles, there was a little bit of belief maybe Styles could actually win. I don't think it's going to happen. Now Styles is away from the title picture. Now it's a Shield title picture for a while. So that being said, Styles has to have a good program. You brought him in. You had all this hype. Keep him against Cena all summer long. It's fine. That you got to have. He can't be in the title picture anymore right now. So in that circumstance, I don't want to see Styles lose tomorrow, obviously. But I just don't. Unless Cena wins the whole feud.
The
basically.
Feud, and that can be fine. Which that's
like
I think
what they did with Owens.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, just quickly on that tag team, I just want to say Enzo and Cass, I think, will actually win because if it opens up the pay per view, they need something to really spark that pay per view. I think Enzo and Cass will actually take it. Now, after you've given me your thoughts on New Day, or not New Day, the Bullet Club, I think that, or Club.
All right, the thing is, though, like, if with Enzo and Cass...
Oh, my God, I wonder how Cass ever deals with us.
Right.
Our poor producer's, like, looking at me like, can we please just take a break? And it's like trying to put a whole bunch of, like, you guys are...
Let's take a break. Now you just made it really awkward. I guess we have to take a break now.
Well, you guys are giving me no choice. I had to make it awkward because I keep making eye contact with you. Like, I kind of got to take a break, and I got one more thing. And I, okay. Cass, come back.
Enzo and Cass, fine. I'm going to get my point. Enzo and Cass were super popular in NXT, and they are very popular right now. But the New Day has evolved into such a popular tag team that I don't necessarily think the New Day losing the straps to another face team is going to do... It's not going to get that big reaction because people are going to be disappointed in the New Day losing as well, even if they're excited for Enzo and Cass. Mm-hmm. I think if the New Day, whenever they lose the straps, they've got to lose them to heels.
It would make the most sense. All right, we can talk about this more.
Wait, hang on.
Shut it. We'll talk about this more after we take a break. Coming back, hopefully, on the phone with us, Honky Tonk Man, and I'll correct myself, greatest intercontinental champion
cool?
of all time. He's cool.
He's cocky.
And he's bad.
Bad.
Okay. Yeah. So that's coming up on the Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280.
Attention females with ovarian cancer. Breaking news. A plaintiff who used a talcum-based powder and died from ovarian cancer has been awarded compensation over claims that the manufacturer knew decades ago that its talcum-based powder could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer and used talc or talcum-based powders, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation, call 800-501-8920. 800-501-8920. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. Time is limited to file your claim. Call Injury Help Desk now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-431-9730. That's 800-431-9730. Again, 800-431-9730. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you.
really. The Mark dropping some dynamite information on us, letting us know, hey, this music, Sandman, he was a wrestler. Dynamite drop in, Monty. Back here on the Pain Clinic.
It was actually off the air, but thank you.
Oh, we brought it on the air. Come on. Our motto here is what? Like the great O'Reilly says, do it live.
Oh. I figured the motto was the commercial breaks are too short that I can't eat a honey bun.
Well, it's always like that.
I'm going to keep eating over here because I haven't had one of these in forever.
Go for it.
This is amazing.
But come on. Let's be honest. You live now right near Chicago, the suburbs, like 45 minutes away.
Yeah, I'm like 35 miles from downtown.
You can't tell me that you don't have a lack of awesome places to eat where you could just kind of rub that in our face right now.
Oh, I do, for sure. But at the same time, being back here,
no donuts.
There's like a list of places that I want to get to in Western New York. Like last night, I had some tremendous wings, which do not exist in the Chicagoland area. There are no good buffalo wings out of that area. They're terrible.
So they have them. They're just not good.
Oh, they're all the best in Chicago. We've got the best wings in Chicago. No, you don't. They're all bad. All right, somebody, please open a wing place out there that's respectable.
You know, there's a guy we could talk to. We know a guy.
We know a guy. Yeah.
We know a guy. We could see if we could make that happen.
Yeah.
Cash.
I was thinking a doctor who loves people, but
nice.
I don't know. Maybe we could work something out.
I was thinking of Salvatore's, but
oh well, yeah, that too. That could also work.
Different guy.
Yeah, they're two totally different people.
Absolutely,
no connection whatsoever. So
are we talking about Cash?
No, we're not talking about him. And we're not talking about his alter ego that has the mustache either. We're not talking about him.
Oh, I missed the Cash Dash.
And we're not talking about Chase. No.
Come on.
The Cash Dash is not back.
Yes. Selfies are here. Cash Dash, not back.
All right, let's get going. We do have a guest on the line, so let's do this right. He's bold, outspoken, and controversial. He has been called the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. He is the legendary Honky Tonk Man, and he is in town in Western New York. He's got a big show coming up on the 19th, the Palmer Opera House in Cuba, his one-man stage show, Shake, Rattle, and Roll. Let's welcome in right now. I'm sure it's early in the morning, but I'm sure the long chops and the hair is looking good. The Honky Tonk Man joins us here on the Pain Clinic. Good morning.
The Honky Tonk Man's always looking good, Daddy. I mean, I'm shake, rattling, rolling all the way today, tomorrow, and we're hanging and banging, brother.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it for a second. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time this morning. We'll talk, let's talk about the show. What really made you want to do this one-man show you're doing? What was your kind of your inspiration for that?
It kind of just evolved out of the things where I would go around. I've traveled around the world and doing seminars and things with young aspiring wrestlers. And I would always, when I was doing these seminars, I would mix in a little bit. Everything had a little bit of a comedy flair to it, and something that kept people interested by a quick little laugh about something, and then move on to the next subject. And that's how it kind of evolved that way. And as things went on, I did one of 5 or 6, 7 years ago, myself and Lanny Poffo in St. Louis, and I kind of put it on the back burner until these other guys started going out doing them. And then my friend over here, Kip Doyle, who's my publicist and manager, we started talking about it back in December, and we put this thing together, and it looks like it's going to be pretty good. I mean, I'm having fun doing it, and the fans last night had fun, and of course Sunday afternoon is going to be another great show.
So, of course, that show coming up Sunday afternoon. And, of course, you're billed as the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. And it's got to be nice being back in Western New York, because you don't get that title if it wasn't maybe for June 13th, you know, back in 1987 when you took the title from Ricky Steamboat out here in Buffalo.
Absolutely. You know, and when I was back in Buffalo a couple of years ago and for the Legends Raw show, and I mentioned it last night, the WWE, they introduced me as the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time, which, you know, now I can't, when you guys introduce me, you can't say, well, he's a self-proclaimed, because other people are proclaiming it, and it's WWE, so I'm happy about it, you know. And the thing about the Intercontinental title change in Buffalo, it changed my whole career and gave me a whole new status in the wrestling business, and, you know, now it's become legendary.
for me personally, that's the exact era that I grew up watching. I thought, honestly, you were the obviously one of the top heels in the company, and I always wondered why they never put the strap on you. Did you ever feel like you wanted that run, or were you very content with having what you had with the Intercontinental and never wanted the world title?
Well, I think everyone probably would want the world title, but once I got into the Intercontinental phase of that, and the schedule was so grinding and so cruel, and you don't have time to think about, well, I want to be world's champion, because I was doing great with the Intercontinental title, and everyone that was around me and all the guys that was supporting me on the cards, we're all doing fabulous business. And we knew our, as The Rock says, know your role. And we knew our role, and we knew Hulk Hogan was the man, and he was the guy carrying the company, and we were all content with that.
Well, yeah, a big fan of yours when I was growing up as well, but I have a more recent question. You and the late Roddy Piper had a war of words at one point, and I'm wondering if that was ever resolved before he passed away.
You know, I had talked to Roddy's podcast guy about 2 weeks before his passing, and I was going to see Roddy at the Stockton Comic Con in Stockton, California in early August last year. In fact, it was the weekend after he had passed away that week, and I was going to do his podcast, and we were going to finally find out what was going on between us, and I never knew what it was, and unless Roddy's son comes along sometimes and tells me what the whole deal was about, it's one of those things I'll just never know. It's kind of like the Eric Bischoff thing. I don't know why Eric Bischoff and he doesn't seem to care about me, and sometimes you wish. You know, just tell me. I was watching a football thing the other night with Marcus Allen on TV, and he was in the doghouse with over there in Oakland with Al Davis for 2 or 3 years, and the guy didn't even play him, just left him on a bench. And he said, "I never knew why the guy didn't like me."
Well, at least it does sound like, though, at least by reaching out, you kind of were going to talk to Piper. So at least it sounds like, you know, maybe a resolution was in the works. So,
yeah, you know, you always wish for those things after it's too late. But, you know, then, of course, there was things about myself and my cousin Jerry Lawler. And even that weekend over in Stockton, we had a little get-together, and as if nothing ever happened, a nice handshake, a hug, and talk about some old times, and that's all water under the bridge. You know, people think I am opinionated, I'm controversial, I'm cutting edge, I do all those things. I kind of set the bar for these shoot interviews for all these other guys that came along behind me who said, please don't do those things, and you're making a lot of enemies, but now they all go and do them when they leave the company. But they never call and say, thank you, Honky Tonk Man. You opened the door and gave me a weekend so I could make some money. But I set the bar pretty high for these things. And even with my podcast, I set the bar pretty high with that. And then all the others came along behind me. But I don't have a problem with anyone in the wrestling business. People say, well, write a book. Well, all these guys write books, but they tend to not want to tell the truth, and if you're not going to tell the truth, why even bother with it?
Now, Honky Tonk Man, I understand that you're making an appearance tonight as well at Empire State Wrestling in North Tonawanda. Just wondering, you know, that's an indie show in the Buffalo area, and I know they're looking for a new commissioner there. There's a lot of stuff going on tonight. Any idea as to what the fans can expect from you tonight?
I'm sure I'm going to probably sing the song. I'm not really wrestling on the show. I've wrestled for them once several years ago. It's a great company. They do wonderful work, have huge crowds. It's going to be a big crowd tonight. In fact, it'll probably be a turnaway crowd. So no, I'll just be signing autographs, probably sing a song and do something like that. And, just get prepared for tomorrow afternoon for the big show at the Palmer Opera House in Cuba.
Now, you talked about, you know, your show. You like to go around doing, you know, these shows, wrestling seminars for young people, maybe some aspiring wrestlers. And we always like when we get these legends on the show, we like to ask them, you know, are you still watching the current product that's out there, not just WWE, but maybe some of the other promotions, you know, Ring of Honor, New Japan, TNA. Just your thoughts on the current generation of wrestlers and the current product?
Well, it's obviously a whole different product than the one that I started in business with, and I think most guys will tell you the same thing. As far as watching it, sitting down and watching it, I've been around the business for going on just over 38 years now, and for me to sit down and watch a 2 or 3 hour wrestling shows, it's really not my cup of tea. If I'm going to spend 3 hours, I'm going to do it on a golf course and talk about wrestling there with fans and things like that. But I keep up with the wrestling business because it is my business. It's the only business I'm in. And I keep my thumb is on the pulse of the independent wrestling more than it is on the major companies. Now, Ring of Honor is doing a great job with what they do. It's a stuntman show, in my opinion. Lucha Underground does it. They're doing a fabulous job out there with a little TV miniseries type thing that's just, you know, it's uniquely different. I think it's really great. What Billy Corgan is going to bring to the table in TNA, I don't know if that company's even beyond repair at all. And WWE, they do, you know, they've always walked to the beat of a different drum. But what I do is I catch the internet reports. I keep up with the news, who's coming, who's going, and things like that. The wrestling business, wrestling itself, professional wrestling, it's like riding a bicycle. You can only really ride it one or two different ways. And even if you ride it kind of goofy and silly, you'll always come back to riding it normal. And wrestling always evolves. And when I go out and train and teach guys, I try to teach them fundamentals, not really what's going on television, because it is a TV product now.
Well, and you were talking about TNA and Ring of Honor and all these indie, I don't know if we call indie for TNA, but yeah, we definitely will. But anybody that you have your eye on out there that you've seen on the indie scene that you think could be the next big thing?
No, not really. I mean, it's just the way that the WWE, when you say the next big thing, if you're not on WWE TV, it's kind of like if you're in the entertainment business, if you're not in LA or you're not in New York, you're just not in the business, kind of. You know, that's the thing about WWE. To break in there and go there and be a breakout star nowadays, I don't know what they're looking for. I really don't. And to see some kid, you know, many, many years ago, I did see a kid he came over to Zurich. He was living in Zurich, Switzerland, and came to one of my seminars. And a month later, I did one in the Netherlands, and he came over for that seminar, and he ended up being Cesaro in WWE. So, you know, there is talent out there. There's plenty of it around. There's some good guys in Ring of Honor, some really good guys in TNA. But whether WWE will give them a chance or take a look at them, I mean, who knows? It's like I said, those cats at WWE, they walk to the beat of a different drum.
Now, real quick, we're running out of time. We're up against a break. You know, you have your one-man show tomorrow out in Cuma at the Palmer Opera House at 2 o'clock. That is a family-friendly. I've been told it's a family-friendly addition to the show, so it might be a little different flavor than the show you had last night. But for anybody coming out, just what can the fans expect? You know, what kind of stories are you going to be sharing with them out tomorrow?
Well, we're going to talk about behind the scenes. We're going to have some road stories, some revealing things that the wrestlers don't want me to talk about, and it's going to be fun. We're going to have fun with it, and it's family-friendly. It's not like my adult show where, you know, the language is a little bit out there, cutting edge, but no, it's for everyone, and we'll have fun. And it's interactive. That's the main thing about it. It's so interactive that I want the fans to ask me the questions, because every question has a story.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great event. The Honky Tonk Man, Shake, Rattle, and Roll, one-man stage show. Going to be out at the Palmer Opera House in Cuba tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I believe tickets are still available. You can check out the website, palmeroperahouse.com, if you'd like to get some tickets. Great having you on the show with us. Appreciate your time. Have fun tonight out at Empire State Wrestling. Hope your show goes well tomorrow. And, you know, thanks for coming back to where the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time became.
This is where it all happened. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
All right, the Honky Tonk Man. Always great to have a legend on the show like that.
Absolutely.
One I grew up watching. So that's, for me, Coming full circle.
That's why I drove my Cadillac convertible to the show today.
Not really. Thanks for picking me up.
In my mind. All right, let's take another break. When we come back, we're going to dive headfirst into the rest of Money in the Bank. We got to talk about who's walking away with a briefcase, what's going to happen with Styles and Cena, which member of the Shield is going to walk away your WWE World Heavyweight Champion. We got a lot left to do and not a lot of time left to do it, so let's take a break, and we'll be back with more Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280.
I'm Bill Bergoli with the CBS Entertainment Report.
Popular. You're gonna be popular.
The Broadway musical Wicked is coming to the big screen. Stephen Daldry will direct the adaptation for release in 2019. Meanwhile, Central Intelligence is now in theaters.
The smarter plays if we split up.
You know what happens when people split up, Bob? Somebody dies.
Kevin Hart talked about working with Dwayne Johnson.
You know, the fact that there were no egos and we approached those days with 110% made it that much easier. And I think it shows in the movie that there's a happiness within the characters that we're playing. You know, I think actors wear what went on in the movie on their face in the final product.
Bill Bergoli, CBS News, New York.
A tragic event has reignited a deep debate.
Radical Islam. Gun control.
Gun control doesn't win the war against radical Islam.
They're weak and they're ineffective.
Muslim ban would not have stopped him.
Checking often for the latest.
Where does this stop?
News Radio WHAM 1180.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280. Maybe the mark is just saying, you know, we're bumping with SmackDown's old theme.
Yeah. You're not going to be the new GM of SmackDown. I'm sorry, the mark.
I still hope it goes to Teddy Long.
I want to see
lots of tag matches and botched promos.
I'm actually glad that he I saw what he did, a clip of him purposely.
He was watching Raw. He saw it.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Am I supposed to believe that you don't watch Raw?
I promise you. I read the spoilers because I want to stay up for the show. I do not watch.
How much of Teddy Long's promo, like, how many of those mistakes were intentional?
I think the whole thing.
I want to say 100% of them.
Yeah. I was too focused on that dollar bill that he was just kind of crinkling.
Yeah. How'd you get in here? You know, I flashed this $1 bill.
Jeez. Wait. So. Are they just bringing back old, from what I'm reading, like old GMs? So are we going to see John Laurinaitis soon?
Or Vicky Guerrero?
Oh, I don't know if Vicky will come back.
Oh, they'll get Vicky back for just a one-off appearance.
Yeah.
Come on. It'll happen. So enough
Tiffany,
about...
the old GM of
Tiffany. Oh, my God. I almost forgot about
is
that.
Is she still in TNA?
Didn't she... Was she having a baby or something?
She definitely took a ball to the face in the movie Daddy's Home from Will Ferrell. She was the cheerleader that got hit right in the face with the
I have not
basketball.
Seen that yet.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Way to go. Guess I don't have to watch that one anymore.
We were on some road trip a few months ago and had a day off in scenic Muskegon, Michigan. And we were supposed to see Daddy's Home, and I was looking forward to it.
It's actually a good movie.
Most of the team had already seen it, so we went and saw Point Break instead. Terrible. Terrible.
Is that a remake?
Yes.
Ugh.
A bunch of fake stunts with no real storyline.
It's like watching Raw. How did I know? 30 years of watching it.
All right, let's talk about some predictions right now. You know what?
I'm going to eat this chicken finger.
You eat that chicken finger, prediction. And let's talk about
the actual money in the bank.
Yeah, let's talk about Money in the Bank. And really, seriously, if you look back the past couple of years, Money in the Bank has statistically been one of the best shows they do. Think about all the great matches we've seen at Money in the Bank.
Really, ever since
Cena, CM Punk.
Since 2011, you know, it's been the best pay-per-view.
It's been ridiculous. So now, of course, always the Money in the Bank ladder match always is right up there to steal the show every single time. Six guys in it this time around. You have Alberto Del Rio, Chris Jericho, Sami Zayn, Cesaro, Dean Ambrose, and Kevin Owens. I know who I'm picking, hopefully, to win this one. I still think, not to sound cheesy, but Kevin Owens with the briefcase is Money in the Bank. Just imagine.
I'm disappointed you actually just did that.
I had to do it because it sounds like something Cash would have done.
I go one of two ways with this. If it will they close the show with Rollins and Reigns?
Yes.
Okay. So that being said, either Owens wins and he holds on to the briefcase for a little while, you know, teasing like every heel does, or Ambrose wins and he cashes in Money in the Bank and all, before the match even starts, and they make it a triple threat. How does that not make Money in the Bank probably one of the best pay-per-views of all time?
I just think, I know it seems like WWE
that,
is...
If they did that, it would be Money in the Bank.
Oh, shut up.
Oh,
get your own material. Here's my only problem with that is they don't need Dean Ambrose to get the briefcase to insert him into the title picture.
He's earned his way there
already. Yeah, he's earned his way there, whereas Kevin Owens gets close and then, you know, he loses five times in a row to Dean Ambrose. I just think there's a more natural way where you can set up a triple threat of the Shield at SummerSlam without having the briefcase involved. I think that storyline writes itself naturally. I think it's a waste of the Money in the Bank briefcase to have it be the way it plays
out. Which is why I think WWE will do something like that.
Because they're not that clever.
Okay,
Artiste, thoughts?
I want Kevin Owens to win.
Right.
Dean Ambrose is going to win.
That's how I feel, too. Yeah,
this is the way it goes.
I'm honestly okay with any one of these guys, minus Del Rio. I'd actually be okay with Jericho doing it. I'm like, because I can imagine him. I mean, he's always been a good heel, so I'd be okay. But then anybody with those two. But if Sami Zayn or Cesaro does it, the place is going to go nuts.
Yeah, I think Cesaro's going to go nuts.
I think Cesaro absolutely has a chance of winning. I don't think Zayn does yet. No, but
where's the pay-per-view, by the way?
Las Vegas.
That's right. Okay.
Well, I mean, think back to some previous Money in the Bank matches. I never expected Del Rio to win when he won. Nope. I never expected Daniel Bryan to win when he won. I was really upset when they let Randy Orton win because that was just boring.
When they let Cena win because we got that face that we had to see.
Now, here, let me ask you guys this too. So you know, you have a divide, faces and heels in this match. I think it's always personally better when the heel has it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I can't think of one. The only time I can think of where a face. I mean, granted, there's a couple times where the face has won it, and they've made an exciting cash in. But like, think of when CM Punk won. He was a face when he won. One of his cash-ins, he was still the face, but one of his cash-ins led to a heel turn.
That's why I kind of like that. It made Punk an official heel pretty much for the rest of his career, just off of that cash-in on Jeff Hardy. So
you mean Jess Harvey?
Yes. So either way, you can let a face win. It's okay. The only other time it was okay was when RVD, because he cashed it in like 2 months later, saying that he was going to.
Oh, and he called his shot. That's saying, you know, I'm fighting you at One Night Stand. Which
I had a debate with somebody recently about this. Is Dean Ambrose is he really ready to be a main event, like one-on-one title match guy? Because some people believe that, and I understand, I guess, you know, they used to be in the Shield, so now they all should be on an even level. Dean Ambrose is a quality worker. He can have good matches. People enjoy his promos. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I just don't put him on that same level yet. I would rather see you rushed it with Reigns and ruined that whole thing. If they just let that organically happen, it would have been so much better. I like Seth Rollins a lot. I think he's a major player. I'm fine with Ambrose getting the title in a year or two or three or something, but I don't really want to see him in the mix yet. I still feel like
he's still an underdog.
Well, let's see if we can get some callers to weigh in on this one. We have Fats on the line. Fats, you got a take for us? Is he there? Oh, he dropped? What a jerk.
Maybe because you insulted him. His name wasn't Fats.
That's what it said on the screener software. It said
easy Fats.
Well, fine. Well, if he calls back in, we'll see if he had something to say to us then. But I do kind of agree with you that Rollins is so hot right now, and Reigns is not, but they're still pushing him to the moon.
But his stock has gone up.
It has.
I mean, I enjoyed the Shield. Reigns got pushed to the moon way too quickly. Shouldn't have won that Royal Rumble a year and a half ago. But where he's at now, like I said, that match with Styles. Obviously, a lot of credit goes to Styles, but that was the match where I was just like, okay, Reigns can hang. He can be in there. He can be and the fans, I mean, just noticing, especially from like that specifically that SmackDown a couple of weeks ago, there are a lot of fans around me. They're going nuts for Roman Reigns, absolutely nuts. So even though I'm not a big fan, I feel like he's in that He's in that main event status. It's finally kind of there. Rollins deserves to be right back there because that's where he was when he went out. So, I mean, maybe those two can feud for a little bit. They have the storyline. I don't think Ambrose has to be involved.
All right, we do have a couple callers lined up. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you got a take for us on Money in the Bank?
Well, I agree with you, Cole. I think it's going to be Kevin Owens because he's just the best thing going right now in WWE as far as a bad guy's concerned. I mean, Seth Rollins has got a lot going for him, but having Owens just lurking somewhere with the Money in a Big briefcase just makes it fun. It'll make it fun to watch, and I would love to see a Shield main event, but I think they're going to save that for WrestleMania.
Yeah, they could build that up. They could build that up for the next one. Okay, so you're thinking Owens. If you had to take a second pick, who are you going with?
You're like me.
I don't want anybody other than Owens.
I don't see anybody else's purpose. I think there are better things out there for all those guys than to just lurk around with the Money in the Bank. I don't see Sammy winning it. I see Sammy maybe stealing the show. Certainly not Alberto Del Rio because they still have no direction for him. Dean Ambrose, he can just basically, you know, start a fight with anybody in a minute and have a good feud going for a couple months. It's just an odd set of characters. They're going to put on a great match. I'm really looking forward to the match, but I don't see anyone else with that kind of potential. And they've certainly been building Owens to have that potential, and you know it's great to see considering how badly we were ripping WWE the first couple months they were using them.
Yeah, that's kind of true. We're up against a break. Real quick, Scott, I want some rapid fire predictions from you. AJ Styles, Cena, go.
Styles. And Roman Reigns.
Oh, he called it.
Kevin Owens. And Mark sucks because he kissed up to Brock Lesnar. I'll talk about it later. Or Goldberg.
Okay.
and you say something and then you run away. So we'll address that in our last segment. That's fine.
Oh, Artiste, we'll fill you in on the break. We got one more break to take when we come back.
Yeah, go ahead. Never mind.
Yeah, we'll get this. Mark, you'll get your time to rant.
Anyway,
yeah, it's okay. So one last break to take. We'll be back with more Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280.
Buying a car or leasing a car shouldn't be complicated. We make it simple at Fusillo Hyundai in Greece. Tom Park along with Robert Rosario. Let's talk about how simple it is on the all-new redesigned 2017 Elantra.
It is simply huge, Tom. 17 Elantra SE. It comes equipped with rear view camera, Bluetooth, and more options. You can lease our vehicle for only $199 a month.
Just $199 a month, folks, with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, 5-year roadside assistance, much more. See for yourself at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece. It's simply huge.
MSRP 19330. 36-month, 30,000-mile lease, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile over limit, 8% tax. First monthly payment of $199 plus DMV fees due at signing. Monthly payment plus $595 acquisition fee and tax and tags included in payment structure. No disposition fee. $400 early termination fee. No security deposit required. $1,000 HMF lease cash applied. Offer with approved credit through Hyundai Motor Finance. Prior sales excluded. See dealer for details. Pricing available June 1st, 2016 through June 30th, 2016.
North, Monday morning. 6 till 9, only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
We're bumping with this especially for the Mark. If anybody knows Mark personally, you know how much he loves...
You guys are killing me.
He loves Dave Matthews. And I know Artiste does, too.
Does not.
Should we just let this play?
No, we should.
Just let it go?
Yeah.
I feel like when Cena retires, this is what the music video would look like.
Cena's retirement video set to Dave Matthews. In a perfect world.
All right, let's just quickly, before we talk Money in the
Bank.
Hold
on.
I'm mad now.
Hold on.
Scott brought it up.
Hey, we have official business to take care of, like telling people to come out and join us tomorrow. For WWE's Money in the Bank, out at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road, starts at 8 o'clock. Join us for all the fun, get some great food, might have some prize giveaways, maybe a photo op with the belt.
Would you rather see Alberto Del Rio win Money in the Bank or listen to an entire Dave Matthews Band CD?
Alberto Del Rio, 100%.
Same.
I would actually watch, I'll tell you right now, I would rather Alberto Del Rio win the Money in the Bank than rather listen to even just a Dave Matthews song all the way through. Not even the whole CD.
You guys, so much hate on this Saturday morning.
There's certain things I hate. But I'll tell you right now, if I saw him face to face, I would not get my picture with him.
Sure you wouldn't. Sure you wouldn't. Also, we're going to be back out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door for UFC 200 on July 9th. John Jones, Daniel Cormier for the title. Misha Tate defending her bantamweight title. The return of Brock Lesnar and all the implications that could have on his return to WWE. Join us for that July 9th out at Salvatore's. On the line with us right now, we have Brian, who wants to talk Money in the Bank. Brian, what you got for us?
Hi, guys. I think that for the Money in the Bank match, I think Sami Zayn's going to win the title. I mean, win the briefcase. He's going to buy Seth Rollins the briefcase. And my other pick, let's see, I think Cesaro's in the match. I believe he is.
He is.
Yes. So those are my two picks, and I hope AJ Styles defeats... John Cena defeats AJ Styles, but I think the club's going to interfere.
So you think club interference? What do you think for the main event, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns? Who do you think winning that one?
You know, I think that's going to be a good match. Champion's going to hold on to the title.
All right, so Brian thinks that Roman Reigns will retain. Brian, thank you very much for calling us this morning. Let's talk about that match now. Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, two-thirds of the Shield going at it for the title. Here's my take on it. Everybody was waiting for Seth Rollins to come back as a white-hot face, and WWE hit the stop button on that, had him stick true to being a heel. I'm hoping... Again, this is if we play fantasy booking, I'm hoping this is the way it works. Double turn at Money in the Bank, where somehow Roman cheats to win. Establish the double turn, where now we get Roman going heel, Seth Rollins going face. I don't know what everybody else is thinking. The mark?
Honestly, a couple weeks ago I had to string my guitar, so I ended up putting on in the background Roman Reigns, AJ Styles. You're right. Roman Reigns looks a lot better nowadays than he ever has. That being said, him and Seth, if they go a one-on-one style match the way he did against Rollins and Reigns, I think Reigns could actually end up just going clean win. But then Rollins becomes face. You don't need to have him cheat. I think if he just gets a clean win, Rollins goes face right after that.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen organically. I don't think there's going to have to be any cheating going on.
All I know is after you were talking about heels and things along those lines. All I want to see now, which is not going to be even possible probably in this situation, what if Dean Ambrose turns into a heel? Because I feel like he could be a great heel. I just don't really care about him as a face.
Is there any way in this situation that he could become a heel? Probably not. Is he a merchandise seller?
Yes.
I'm just wondering if like they'll let that stock drop like that.
I mean, he has merchandise. Just sell it.
I don't know.
And would the fans actually treat him as a heel, or would he be the next Austin type?
Well, I need to throw one more thing in there. I've been seeing a lot of things, and I can't believe the big promo they've been showing a lot lately is not even on TV, but like Bray Wyatt. I've been seeing a lot of. I think all of a sudden Shane or Stephanie's going to come out or something like that. Here's your seventh entrant.
Well, you and think surprise, you seventh entrant?
I really
last
do.
Minute?
I want to throw that out there. I think if you need a heel that's going to win, I think Bray comes in and takes the Money in the Bank.
Is he healthy enough?
They've been teasing
him coming back for a while.
And did you see the picture of him?
No.
Best shape it looks like he's ever been in. He's took down a lot of weight, looks good. So
that would be interesting.
I wouldn't
that
mind
would
seeing him.
That would definitely be interesting.
I'm just calling the mark called Bray.
Oh, the mark called it. Okay.
Well, I get called out when I'm not here, so...
You didn't get called out when you're not here.
Yes, you guys tried calling and wake me up last week by blowing my phone up.
That was Cash. None of us have a phone in here to call you. It was Cash.
Okay.
Your
I'll
anger
just quickly
and
touch base on this.
Needs to be vented at him.
2 weeks ago, I was in here, and I said, I think it's really ridiculous that everybody was all happy about Goldberg being in the 2K game. I said I thought he was just not that great a wrestler. I didn't say the guy is absolutely the worst thing in the world, but let me say this right now. Every one of you call in and go, ugh, Roman Reigns, ugh, I got it. You're pushing him down her throat. If you saw him right now in Dunkin' Donuts, you're going to grab your Snapchat out and take a photo right now. Do not make me be the bad guy or that I'm just the mark.
At least I met someone famous. Him. As opposed to this kid after SmackDown, Taco John's was closed for repair. I was very upset. So I ended up at McDonald's on I-90 and somewhere in Illinois. Walk in, dude is, this kid is like adjusting his Roman Reigns costume that he wore at SmackDown. He's like, Dad, you think we'll see any wrestlers here? Road Dogg standing right behind me, all like 6 foot four. Kid has no idea. I think he would have only recognized Roman Reigns.
What's wrong with the youth today?
Yeah, seriously.
Well, Artis, thanks for coming back.
It's good to be here.
It was good to see you while you're in town.
Wait, what wrestling theme is this? What have I missed?
This is your wrestling theme, Mark. This is what you would come out to. All right, everybody, don't be afraid to come out and join us and have some fun out at Salvatore's tomorrow night, 149 East Ridge Road. Money in the Bank starts at 8 o'clock. The Mark, Brian, Chewy, Artis, Cash, come back. We need you.
Stay off the skates.
We're crazy. Yeah, stay off the skates, please. Don't injure yourself. Hey.